This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, After Buzzers? This is season 15, episode 13 of The Voice. Mariah Carey is still in the building. It is knockout. Stay tuned to see what we think about the performances.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin. You ain't gonna lie
to my face no more. Hit me with a sorry, but I'm sorry. I love this song.
And this is the first time I'm hearing it, but I like it. It's catchy.
She's not playing with. Hey.
Hey.
That's Mariah Carey, a no-no. What's up, After Buzzers? You are here at The Voice After Show. We're talking about season 15, episode 13. It's the knockouts. Mariah is still in the building, and this song's dedicated to her. This is from her new album, Caution. It's going to be out, later this month, I think. I want to say, I think next week, actually. So I'm really excited. There's only four singles, and I've been playing them on repeat. But I'm just like... What's up? I'm Felicia Michelle, and I'm joined here by the lovely...
Hey, guys, I'm Sierra Stafford.
Sierra Stafford.
Yes.
So I just want to have a good time tonight. Steph Sabra is not here with us because she's not feeling so well, and we sent her home because, Lord, I don't want her cold. But, Steph, we love you. We miss you, and you guys will see Steph next week. So, last episode of The Knockouts. What did you think about this last episode?
Honestly, I'm ready. I'm glad it's the final one. I feel like the teams have wrapped up with good people on their teams. You know, people were saved that I thought were going to leave. So I'm excited that it's the final one, and we're about to get down to the nitty gritty. So
yes, I'm excited. I'm ready for the lives too. I'm just saying,
It's time. We've been ready since day one.
Yes, it's nothing like a live performance.
Exactly.
So we see that Miss Mariah Carey, the living legend Mariah, is like, yes, I'm all over Mariah. This is how I feel about her this week. Is in the building still, and everyone is just, I love that the reaction is just, one is just better than, they're like, oh, she hugged me, like, everyone's like, she touched me, she touched my hair, like, everyone's just like, oh, she's in front of my face, and you know how nice, and she seemed very warm to them, too. It was really, really
which
cute.
Is what we say, because, you know, she's a diva, so we're thinking, like, how is she going to act to them?
But yeah, well, she has that reputation.
Yeah, she's been kind of chilling, you know, going with the flow.
Very kind, very opposite than we saw on American Idol, but maybe that was what Nicki Minaj brought of her. Anyway, tonight we saw a lot of the younger contestants go head to head. So Sarah Grace and Chevelle, Team Kelly. I think it's so cute that she has a lot of young girls on her team, and they're like, "Oh, I love Kelly Clarkson." and I think it was Chevelle that was like, "There's two musical icons in front of me, Kelly Clarkson and Mariah Carey," and I was like, "You better not let Mariah Carey hear you have said that."
You guys, Felicia was like, "Kelly, icon?" And I was like, "Oh, gosh." That was funny. But, I mean, she's young, you know?
Well, to them, I guess she
yeah, that's like, to her, Kelly's probably icon. I mean, in her own little genre, I mean, I think she can be one.
Or she didn't know a world before Kelly Clarkson, like...
Yes, I mean, for her, it's age appropriate for her to say that, I guess you can say. Yeah, well, we wouldn't say that.
Is she's like 15, I think. So, yeah, 15. 15 years ago, 2003-ish. So, yeah,
she popped into the 2000s, early 2000s.
I'm, American Idol fans, if you're a super American Idol fan, like, please let us know in the comment section if you think, or what year that was that she won. But either way, all of her life, she does not know anybody but Kelly Clarkson. So Chevelle also shared a really touching story about her brother and her song choice that she picked. It was about a soldier. And she was saying how, you know, there was times that my mom was very worried and we would sing this song together.
Yes.
Her brother had served 6 years in the military, I think she had said. It was so comforting. I just liked seeing her personal antidotes.
And we got that. And I feel like that's what made her performance so much better than, well, not better than Sarah, but like, you know, this is a song that she was comfortable with, a song that she was used to. So really felt her put herself into it. She kind of reminded me of like a little Dolly. You said like she reminds you of Miley.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus, but I mean, I'm glad she picked this song for her because, you know, it touched base for her. I know her mom was proud, her brother was proud. So, and we got to see that in the how she performed the song. So, I really liked it. I think she was really good.
I think it was a perfect song choice for her, and it made sense that she won. Not because she's better than Sarah. I don't want to say one is better than the other. I think that was a really hard decision for Kelly, but...
And they're two totally different.
Yes, yeah.
That's what's really, hard really about different. It. Yeah.
They're really different.
Both good, but so different. So, it's like, okay, you're good in this genre, but you're good in this genre.
Like, Sarah went the blues route, and country and the blues are so intertwined. They're connected, but they're different. So she decided to go with Etta James' song, which I think is super ambitious.
Bold.
Yeah, it's very bold, because if you know anything about Etta James, she's a very strong personality type of woman, and when Beyonce sang her song in Cadillac Records, Etta was like, nah, B. She literally was like, no, I'm not here for this. I'm not interested in it. She was very anti that. But it was the way Sarah went about it that I even think that Etta James would be happy.
Yeah.
She had, like, what does Kelly always
call
it?
The stank face.
The stank face.
And she gave a lot of that stank face tonight or last night. It was, but I feel like she made the song hers. And I think that's what I liked about it, because I was nervous, not going to lie, because I was like, okay, you can't mess this up. And then they kept telling her, you know, put your own twist to it. And I'm thinking, okay, don't do too much twist. But she did just enough to where it was really, no, she did really good. And I was really proud of Sarah for that performance, because, like I said, that's a bold song.
She said don't do too much twist.
Don't do too much twist. But she did enough, you know. It was really good.
But Chevelle's was just a lot more effortless. And I understood why she did that. But then in the end, it was like it didn't matter anyway, because Kelly used her save for Sarah.
They know Sarah can't leave, though. I mean, she really is good. I mean, she's, what, 16?
Yeah, they're same age, 15.
So, and she has a strong voice. Like, the stank face is popping. So, I mean, I feel like you can't let Sarah go either. So,
she's also the one who can see colors when she sings.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
And also, I think she can play an instrument. I didn't know that.
Oh, she's, oh, okay. So, see, the thing about it, I knew that Kelly was going to save her, because when the performance ended and no one was trying to steal, I was like, it's set up for Kelly to save.
Yeah.
Like, it was clearly obvious, like, because anyone, any other judge in their right mind would have stole, would have taken her.
They were taking too long, though, because I was like, okay, Sarah's about to go home. But, I mean, I'm glad that Kelly did, because, like I said, she really is good, and I think she deserve to be there. But I do know why Chevelle won. I think she deserved to get that win.
Oh, for sure, definitely. So one of my other favorites of tonight is, oh, he's like actually like just a favorite period on Team Adam. Can you guess who I'm going to talk about?
Team Adam DeAndre.
Yes.
Okay. He's my favorite too.
Why is he your favorite?
This is cute. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you're serious.
No, he's like cute. Well, yeah. But no, I really love. He shocked me. Okay, he can hit falsetto notes that I never thought he can hit. So for me,
especially
I'm just
he's like
more,
a big guy.
Yes, I'm just more surprised at his range. Like, I didn't think he can do everything he did, and that's why Adam said you really brought out the big guns. Like, he knows that this is a competition, so you just have to wow us, and he did that.
So, even Mariah was like, go there.
He went there.
She was like, even when I do that, and it was funny that she had said this about herself, like, even when I go there, I'm thinking, why did I do that to myself?
Because now I gotta keep it up there.
She's like, but it's worth it. Like, it's worth it in the music. And he wanted,
Oh, no, you go
Sorry.
Ahead. What also made me sad, though, was when he said, I can't go home because I have no home. So that just broke my, because, you know, he was, his family were from Houston, Texas. They had suffered from Hurricane Harvey. So I feel like to say that, that's why he said, you know what, I'm going to listen to what they say. I have to kill this song, because he was like, I'm not going home. And that's what Adam said. Like, you know, he's here to win. Like, he's here to win.
A different level of determination.
Yeah. And that just really touched my heart when he said that. I was like, wow. Like, it wasn't the fact that he just didn't want to go home. He's like, I don't have home to go to. so I really need to be here. So I was like, yeah. I feel like, so that made his performance even greater. Because he's really fighting for something, so.
Yeah, his why is literally, like, the fact
this
that.
This world.
Yes, is that this is what I have right now, and this is what's in front of me, and I have to make the most of this mm-hmm. opportunity. Because I'm sure, like, a lot of people who have big dreams and huge ambitions, that they include their family and their friends mm-hmm. and people that they love. So I know he probably really wants to hang in for his family.
Definitely.
Confidence for himself. So you went against Jake Wells. Jake killed it. Like, Jake killed it, and I love that he wanted to come out as a musician and not just a singer. Mm-hmm. However, do you think that him maybe playing the piano kind of threw him off and didn't allow him to really focus vocally, or there was just no way he was going to win because it was against DeAndre?
The second part. Because, I mean, honestly, not going to lie, going into it, I was like, okay, DeAndre's going to win this. But, you know, we're going to still give Jake a chance, you know. But, I mean, he sung a Coldplay song, which, again, everybody was very bold tonight with their song choices. Like, I was like, okay, you have to kill it. But also, too, the piano, it helped him, but I feel like we could have got more vocally from him without it, because I feel like towards the end, that's when he started to bring his powerhouse voice, but it's like we need that throughout the entire performance. So, but I mean, either way, I feel like we knew DeAndre's going to take it home. So,
or just tease it a little bit more. Part of me kind of was hoping that he would be saved. I didn't necessarily think that he would be. But yeah, I don't ever think anyone should play an instrument
while doing this?
No, not, like, in the, like, during knockouts, head-to-head, like, just don't, like.
But some people are really good at it, and I don't want to jump to it, but there's a person that's really good at it, and they performed tonight, I was like, okay, multitask.
It just goes not as well more often than it goes well. If it goes well, it hits, Leah, but, like, I'm cool. Live performance, throw a little dance, a shoulder in there, you know, play your instrument, do that, because that's where the performance counts. But, like, so far in this competition, it's just your voice that counts. Yeah. Like, it's only you singing. The other things are just sprinkles. But you don't need sprinkles to still have ice cream. You can still have ice cream without sprinkles. I'm just saying. You can still have ice cream without sprinkles on it.
I like what you did there, though.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
Speaking of news, Sierra, you have to tell everybody AfterBuzz where to go.
Okay, so hey, AfterBuzz, as you guys already know, our network produces after shows nearly for all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit the subscribe button now for this channel and check out our AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Thank you, Sierra.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, please leave a comment because we always look, and because I'm extra, I'm not saying I'm nosy, but I'm very curious about what people have to say about the shows because we watch them and love them. And
feedback is always good, or just hate it, or whatever you want to say.
No, you don't say whatever you want to say. You can't say whatever.
But, I mean, we take it however, you know.
Yeah, you know, with a grain of salt. But it's all positive because we have the best fans, right?
Yes.
So, Anthony and Kennedy, head-to-head. So, when I saw that mashup, you know, now Anthony is Team J-Hud because she saved him and stole him. So, did you think that was a proper mashup, like that match between Kennedy and Anthony?
So Jennifer thought it was, but I didn't think it was. Because, well, I think for her it was just more so they're close in age, or they're both young.
No, I think they're about around the same age. Or is she 13?
Yeah, she's 13, but I think
he's 15.
Oh, I thought he's like 23.
Oh, no, he's like 15, 16. He's a baby.
Okay, well.
He's a baby. He didn't even know what an operator was.
You're right. They did tease him about that. You're right. And I barely know. So I know, but, you know. Well, I do not. Look, I'm older than 15, but.
I never called an operator, but I know what an operator is.
Yeah, that. But, I mean, for me, though, he was cool. Like Adam said, you know, he's very different. He's a chill 15-year-old. Like, so I feel like he has that older vibe to him.
Maybe because his mom was like a single mom and she raised him by himself. And he acknowledged at this episode again that my mom raised me by myself. So I guess all of my musical interest
70s.
Is from my mom.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, he's very much that vibe. I thought it was so cute that he was talking to Mariah and saying, oh, you know, like I'm a musician and I write my own music. And she's like, oh, I'd love to hear it. And he's like, oh, yeah, like I can do it right now. Like I could, you know, like he was about to just like.
shake.
Playing his own thing. And Jennifer had to be like, well, after we do this song.
He was excited.
He was pumped. I kind of hope that happened and that wasn't just something that she just... I don't think... She seemed genuinely interested to hear what he had going on.
Yeah, I think if he, like, asked her, like, off camera something, I think she would listen.
I hope that she did. I don't think she's that type. Or remind her what she said. Mariah, remember when you said that you would listen to my song, so... What's up?
Yeah, I think she's nice enough to do it.
I'll look for his name in the credits of her new CD and see if there's anything there.
Not the credits.
And Kennedy was so pumped. She was like, she hugged me.
Yeah, she was like, that's all I needed.
She's so poised for like 13 years old. I can't remember at 13 even having any type of like direction. Anything.
I don't remember what I was doing at 13.
Oh, I know what I was doing. Like, definitely, definitely getting really bad grades and being like, I don't care about life.
What grade are you in?
In 7th or 8th grade. Yeah, I was in 8th grade. 7th, 8th grade.
Oh, girl. I don't know. Yeah, I was chilling.
No, I was like, whatever. And she's so accomplished, not just in her music, but like academically, mm-hmm. In sports. Like, it's just like, what can Kennedy not do?
And I, you know, she does say she comes from a musical theater background. And honestly, when I watch her perform, I could tell.
Yeah.
Because her stage presence is so, you know how, like, musical theater just have a different presence to them or how they sing? I can tell because sometimes she can be kind of, like, not stiff, but, like, she does, like Jennifer said, like, get into it. Feel
too perfect.
Song. Yeah, like, just, like, unleash, you know, relax. And so, but she did kind of bring it this episode. But, and Pink was, that song choice was a good song choice for her.
What About Us is like one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, it's a hit.
It's a bop. Yeah. And there's so many people who have redone it and did different renditions of the song. And I thought hers was beautiful and deserves to be added into the lineup of great renditions of the song because I think she did an amazing job. However, I definitely understood where Jennifer was coming from. And I really kind of wanted to see her get like in it, some stank face, or you know, like not so poised and perfect, like you know,
because we know your voice is
go crazy places, you know, like how this is an extreme example, like how Sandy Red goes crazy places with her voice, like she just lets it go and hits like all these notes, and like you can tell she's like in an element,
yeah.
And but that takes time, like this Sandy's been performing forever from a musical older. Family, and yeah, for way longer than her kids are older than Kennedy. So
true, they are.
Her kids are older than Kennedy, so it makes perfect sense that.
But Kennedy, but going forward, although she really is a good singer, she really is going to have to bring that, though. You know, open up more because although she's really good, everyone else is possessing that stage presence and, you know, doing different things with their voices. So she really has to bring it these upcoming seasons, so, or episodes, so.
I think that she will. I think why Jennifer picked her is because Jennifer saw a lot of herself
in her.
And
her,
she literally said, she's like, I'm watching you sing this song and I am, like, seeing myself, mm-hmm. like, in this, like I think that's why she picked. Not that Anthony was good at this point in the competition. Everybody's good. Everybody's talented.
Very.
Everybody has a background story.
And that was big for me this episode. Everyone had a background story that touched me, and I was like, y'all are all here for something incredibly deep. And it was so touching. Literally, everyone that performed tonight had some type of crazy story, and I was like, oh my gosh, I just want all you to win just because of your story. Like, forget your singing. Your story is just like.
Or be able to find a fan base that can identify with you and your story. Like, you know, Chevelle's brother being in the military. Like, mm-hmm. there's some people who can identify with that story and wanting and being worried about someone coming home or possibly not coming home.
Losing a home in
a natural disaster. Yeah. Like, something you can't even help. Like it's
being poor and this is your upcoming. Yeah, so it was a lot of good stories tonight, so. I'm good for everything.
One that I found particularly, like, just, like, aw, was Colton. He's on Team Blake. And he decided that he wanted to sing Lady Marmalade. Okay, which is one of, like, I love this song.
Oh, yeah.
I love Patti LaBelle.
Everyone, yeah.
I think everyone, if your parents, like, went to high school in the 70s, you probably listened to all this oldies music your entire life.
If you live on Earth, you have had to have heard this song at least once.
Or at least the rendition by Christina Aguilera.
You have had to hear this song.
Christina Aguilera, Pink, Lil' Kim, and Maya.
Mm, I don't know that version.
Okay, so you're not that young. You're not that young.
Maybe I do know, but I didn't know it was them. That's probably what it was.
See, y'all, Sierra playing, y'all. Sierra is playing. She is playing. In the comment section, if you think that Sierra is playing, right? Sierra, you
it's
playing.
It's the coffee, not me.
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah,
it's
her
the coffee, y'all.
if you are not watching us on YouTube, but you instead are listening to our voices on iTunes, or maybe you are on YouTube and you just don't have time to watch because you're really busy. I don't know what you're doing. But you want to hear us, you can always listen to us on iTunes. Now we are also on Spotify as well, too. So go there, leave a comment there, give us all the stars, not 4, 5. You know, 4 is just simply not enough.
Five,
you know,
star chick.
That is an interesting song that we cannot sing on this particular platform here. Yeah, so Colton, he talked about his hearing loss during this. I know you're like, oh, touching story. Tell us how you felt when you listened to Colton's story, Sierra.
I was sad for him because, I mean, he did mention that, you know, he has a bad hearing. And then in the performance, he couldn't hear himself anymore. So it kind of knocked his performance off, but he kept it so professional. And the judge was like, you know what, that happens to everyone. Like, every celebrity has sat that time where they couldn't hear themselves sing. And so I was just so happy when Jennifer saved him because, you know, of course, the
Kirk
won. But she was like, you know what? You were a professional. You know, we've been there before, so I'm going to keep you here because I know what you can do. Mm-hmm. And Jennifer was his original coach, so, you know, she stole him back. So it was just a good moment to see. But he was crying. I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, this is just too much for me.
That's really sad if you think about it. Imagine if, like, just what we do. Like, imagine, like, we need to hear in order to do this job. Like, we need to hear. Like, we need to be able to see and, like, not to say you can't do this job without that, but it makes it, like,
hard. Tremendously
harder to do, like, it would almost feel like it's impossible. So I can't imagine for him, like, if I was to inquire, like, or start having some hearing loss, I would probably cry.
Yeah.
Like, every day because I need to be able to hear to do what I have to do.
And watching his performance, because at first I didn't know what was going on because I'm thinking, what? Because he started to, like, you can tell something was wrong with him.
He looked, like, scared or a little bit. Like someone, like he saw a ghost or something.
And so but it's like he was losing momentum, but he kept going and I was like, what's happening? And then so at the end they were like, he couldn't hear himself sing anymore. And he just looked defeated after that. I was like, oh my gosh, I felt so bad.
Because he doesn't know what it sounded like at all. He's thinking, I tried, but it could still have sounded terrible.
Exactly. But the judge, like they said, they understood. You know, they said, we've all been through that before, you know. So I'm just glad that Jennifer, he was like, you know what, you're going to stay here. It's okay. You still did good. And so that made me happy.
Honestly, though, like, I'm not trying to be smart, but I just kind of feel like...
He could have left.
He could stay. No, it's Kirk. Like... Kirk J is this something totally fool. Different. So, like, he's...
Why can't we say stupid?
I think that I was like, yes. It's just like, how? Like, even Mariah was like, okay. Like,
I'd be like, okay. And then he plays the piano. I said, this guy just doesn't stop. Like, that's what I was going to say. Like, he actually can do both. Sing and the piano. He killed it. I'm sorry. So, like, the piano didn't take away from him. His country voice
added.
Still...
It can add.
It definitely added.
It can add if you let it.
Even Blake said, this guy just keeps amazing me. Like, every week you're doing something new. And it still shocks me that he has this strong, country, beautiful voice. And
I love it.
He sung this song so perfect that... this should be his version of the song. He sung In Case You Didn't Know by Brett Young, so... Oh, wow, Kirk.
I love it. And I think I wrote something about him that he's so soulful and country at the same time. I don't think there's a mainstream artist that's ever been anything like him before.
At all.
Because for so long, there's been a divide, specifically in country music, which if you go all the way back into music history, I had to take this really stupid online class in college, so I know this. and rhythm and blues and country were very much connected to each other. And there were a lot more black country artists in the beginning of that genre. And now you see it's not so inclusive. It's kind of like very stereotypical.
Yeah.
And what he does is he kicks in the door and like makes his own wave of it, but adding in his own flavor of it. And I love it because it's like, listen, country is for everybody. You can love country. It doesn't matter like what color skin you are. Like, it really does not matter. Like, remember before when Beyonce performed the CMAs and it was a big, huge deal? She's not like a country artist. I'm like, she's an R&B artist. And if you know anything about music, R&B, country, very closely aligned, very much a genre that people of color were in from the beginning. So to not include... And it was with the Dixie Chicks. Like, come on.
And it's Beyonce.
And the song was... I hate to say it, but... And it was a country song.
Yeah.
And I think that was one of the biggest years that country music had in views. So it's like, if you open up country music to make it more inclusive, like, come on now.
And I mean, he does it so well to where it's like, you really can't say much to him about it, you know, like, and he owns it. Like he said, he came from a country background. He's always done country music. So this is something
he loves it. He just put on the hat and said, oh, this fits well. And literally, wear this. Like,
his band, which was called Kirk J, they did country music. So this is him. And we see that this is him. He does it so well. And I love him. Now, that's who's here to win. I'm putting my win bucket.
What?
This is my win bucket. This is Kirk J.
You never know with the voice. Like, people pull things out all the time. And just you just never know. But how do you think his ex felt watching the show?
If she didn't feel moved, no, but I mean,
do you think she's like, oh my God,
that's big of him now to dedicate?
Hey, big head.
How do you know she's?
How are you? I don't know. Look at you.
But honestly, but for me, I felt like, you know, for you to shout out your ex and say I'm dedicating this to her, I feel like that was a bit much for me, because I don't think I would shout out my ex. Like, you don't deserve this credit, you know. But I mean,
if she's the reason behind the performance then by all means, sis, thank you.
But she should be very appreciative. I hope that she did at least reach out and be like, you know, that was a great performance, because it really was. And just thank you for thinking about me. And they're probably good friends, though, you know, because clearly they have some type of
chemistry,
something
going
cordialness
on
for him to even do that. Because I feel like if we left out bad, I'm not thinking about you. So
she said,
I'm not thinking about you. I'm not dedicating nothing to you. But.
Oh my goodness! And the sad stories roll on. So Delaney.
Oh goodness.
Silver. Okay, so listen, out here in Los Angeles, if you're out in the world, and you want to live in LA, I'm gonna suggest that you do not come here with less than $15,000 of cushion. Like, and that's just real talk.
And that's just
from the person who moved here with no cushion. Like, my butt hurts.
Same.
So, so the whole two jobs working in LA, I was like, okay, like
it hit home.
It did, but not enough to make me go, aw, because I was like, job. Two. We all scratching and surviving here. But. The song choice was Praying by Kesha. Yeah. And I was kind of surprised. I feel like I haven't heard from her in a long time, but you forget how great of a songwriter that she is.
Really is. I used to love her.
Yeah, she's amazing. And then he went up against Steve, who sang Unaware by Alan Stone. And he, like, you know, dedicated that to his dad, who passed away. So it's always really sad when someone loses a parent, because I feel like, I don't know, when you get to that type of position, who's the first person you think you're going to call?
Just me, your parent.
Yeah.
I can relate, so I feel bad for him.
I feel super bad, but he ended up winning, though.
Which, I love Ben Affleck, I would call him, because, you know, he's Ben Affleck twin, so, that's what surprised me, too. He really came because, you know, Adam was like, push yourself, do more, and he really did more, and he surprised me, not gonna lie, because I was a little skeptical about, Steve, but compared to him and Delaney, her performance, although it was good, she had some moments that really didn't feel strong for me. Yeah, and the judges seemed to think the total opposite. They didn't say nothing about it, but I noticed some things in it. I was like,
You mean like the judges outside of Adam?
Yeah, like Kaylee. I know Kaylee was like, you know, I always loved you. You're my favorite. And I'm thinking, did y'all not hear what
happened? Like, I feel like that song, that's a broken record. I feel like she always says, oh, you're my favorite. I love you. I love you. I love you. Like, I love you.
I think Kaylee was reaching that
time.
Oh, my
Kelly accent is getting better. Did you hear it? I love you. I love country. Oh, my gosh. She did the same face.
Yes, that was so much better. Kelly, but I love Kelly.
They never
now.
Give, unless it's bad, they never seem to give negative critiques if it's not their particular artist. And we kind of don't really see too much negativity. Like, think about it. And unless it was bad, unless it really did not go well.
Yeah.
Like, there was a clear winner.
I don't think it's negative. They just know how to word it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you're right. It's not negative.
Sugarcoating.
You can tell when they're trying to say, like, it wasn't it, but they said very... in a nice way. I don't know how to make that make sense. But, yeah.
I mean, no one wants to seem like a jerk to someone who's in front of an entire crowd. I mean,
it's already hard enough. You're going home. Like, you have to pick out of one or two. So, or when the judges say, when they give the opinion of the artist, they were like, I think she should go with her. And I'm thinking, dang, y'all just going to tell her in front of their face like that? Like, I think she should go with Steve, not Delaney.
It's a very cutthroat business and industry, though. So yeah. It's like if you wanted to get into it, you kind of have to have a tough skin. It just kind of sucks that, you know, you're coming into this competition, you might have baby skin, but now it has to get a little callous on it because you have to tell you, you know, what time it is. So Chris and Michael, Team Blake. So Chris saying Burning House and Michael saying Whipping Post. Mm-hmm. Who do you think should have won that?
Michael. You know, I don't think you think Michael, do you?
No, it's not that I didn't think Michael. I just sometimes am confused by how they pick. I don't know. I keep in mind that this is television. It's a television show. And it's for entertainment, even though it's a competition. That maybe it's for some other thing, like production is. I don't know. I cover a lot of reality shows here, so I do not really trust production ever. I'm always like, yep, it was production. I don't really know. I thought that Michael did an amazing job in that, and maybe it didn't translate to the same way to them. Maybe in person it was different because they're like 5 feet away from this person, and we're watching on television from different angles, and it looks all sparkly and different to us than just the performance and just what's in front of me. Mm-hmm. But I thought he killed it.
I literally wrote that scream at the end. I don't know if you remember. I was like, wow. That put the cherry on top. Like, and I feel like what Blake said too. Like, he kicked himself in the butt with this one because they're both very similar in sound. So, I mean, that he did make it harder for himself, but Michael really did bring it, and he had more range. You know, Chris is kind of more so him and his guitar and, you know, kind of stays complacent sometimes with the powerful voice. But Michael, he just...
Well, whatever Chris did,
the water.
It worked for him because he was still saved. Yeah.
But he's really good. You know, he's really good, though. I think just performance-wise, Michael had it, you know?
I'm kind of over these saves. Like, you put them up. You think about it. You put them up, and... You put these pairs together, and you know that one person is going to have to lose.
Yeah.
You're going to let one person go. So if that's not the person that you're ready to let go, you should not have put them together. You kind of already know what you're going to get. And when you save somebody who's on your team, it changes it because it's like, okay, well that could have never happened. Like, we didn't have to do that if you were going to save this person. Like, we could skip the performance altogether.
Or at least saving people from your own team. You know, at least let the other coach, but hey.
Hey, you know what? We don't know. What do we know?
We're just viewers.
We're just people who commentate on stuff. What was your wow moment of the show tonight? I feel like I know.
Uh-oh. Really? The performances, honestly.
It's a moment, not the show. Like, one moment. I mean, this is two. One moment.
Honestly, for me, it wasn't more of a wow moment, but it was kind of like a shocking moment. Did you kind of get the vibe that Blake was flirting with Mariah? He kept, like, throwing, like, little jabs at her, like, are you going to miss us? This is your last show. Like, he just kept saying stuff. I'm like, are you trying to shoot your shot, Blake? Like, what's going on?
What did she call him? A Wiseminster or something the other day? And he was like, what is that? Like, or the last show? Something that she had called him. Like, basically, you're trying to be, like, a smart, like, you're trying to be smart. Like, you a wise guy is what I kind of took it as.
I think Blake tried to shoot his shot on LaCool because he's been doing it a little too much here lately.
Blake's still with Gwen, though, so, you know, don't start no rumors over here.
You're right.
That is not a press release. Do not start any rumors.
You're right.
Around these
parts.
Don't
take that the hard way.
No, please don't.
Today, but it was on live TV, so.
My highlight is definitely DeAndre. He's a pleasure to watch. He's a pleasure to... He's always provides something unexpected. And I love when people are the opposite of what you expect when you look at them, because he's this big guy, and you don't think that, you know, you don't really think, like, oh, he's going to be hitting these super high notes. You kind of think, like, or even he's interesting. He looks like, from a distance, if he wasn't smiling or something, you'd be like, oh, well, he's cute, but he looks mean. Like, you know, like that.
He's just so calm.
He's just so relaxed. It's just so, like, you don't expect that from him, and I love when people give me unexpected. So that was my wow moment for tonight. But let's get into predictions for next week.
Now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
I think I say this every week. Now that it's not Halloween anymore, that makes my skin crawl.
We missed it the last few weeks.
No, I did not miss it. It's like, now that it's not Halloween time, I'm like, nah.
I don't know what that was.
I don't know. It's like a chill up my spine. What are your predictions for next week?
You know, I feel like this is always tough for me, because it's always so much going on.
Girl, next week is the lives. I'm ready for a change. Well, change my life. Change it, the voice. I'm ready for the lives.
Just, honestly, I just really hope that all the, well, I know that the steals are gone. All the saves are gone, correct, too?
I don't think there's any more saves.
Okay, so.
Adam did. Jaha did.
I think Kelly.
And Blake. Kelly's left. No, Kelly saved tonight.
Yeah.
So there's no more saves.
Okay, so
they didn't need any more, so they're knockouts anyway.
So I think the next week is going to be more more intense. Of you know, of course, because there's no more saves, no more steals, and it's the final knockout round. So we're actually about to go very live. So I'm ready for that, and I think we're going to see like okay, either go hard or go home. Literally, go hard or go home is my prediction for next week.
Go hard or go home.
Go hard or go home.
Well, I predict that I won't be here next week with you guys. It's my last taping of this. Is my last week here at AfterBuzz. So I had to drop it, didn't you? I just had to do it. It's like not a prediction, but it just seemed like a really good time to just bring it up. But I will definitely be watching. I will probably like be a weirdo in the live chat, time permitting. I'll be in a different time zone, so we'll see what happens. Yeah, next week definitely the live performances. There's going to be more. Umph to it, like,
definitely.
And when something's live, like, baby, you can't mess that up. It might be Simone voice. You can't mess that up.
You gotta keep it going.
Yeah, like, so I'm expecting more. You know, I religiously follow Mackenzie as well. So, they were talking to production, had called people on Halloween. It was really weird. This lady from production was sitting there in like some devil kind of makeup. I don't know why that she picked that makeup and to sit there with them. I was gonna show you guys. I decided that children might watch this and it could be scary.
You don't wanna do that.
It was really uncomfortable. To watch just because of what she had on, but she was talking to just different contestants on there, and she's talking to Mackenzie about making Mariah cry, of course, and then Mackenzie was like, I'm gonna ask for some long weave next week on the live show. So I'm expecting looks, you know, people to really like try to put that star quality look into themselves, because that's important too, just keeping it above.
Mackenzie's been, I feel like she feels like a star now, because just the thoughts out there,
she was on last Jada, season,
what'd you say,
she was on last season too.
Of the voice?
Yeah.
Okay, so she just always had that star quality, but you remember, like, last time people gave her shout-outs, but Jada, just a little snippet, Jada posted her, Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah, she did.
Posted her, and I was like, girl, you're, like, getting all this love from these big names. Like, Mackenzie is a star.
Yeah, so even if, so I'm excited to see that. I'm excited to see more people getting into a star kind of quality, so I guess we'll find out next week what happens, but you guys will have to talk to, yes, keep me posted. You have to talk to Sierra, and Steph will be back next week. Yes. We hope that she feels well. Send her positive vibes, you guys. Sierra, let them know where they can find you at.
Okay, so guys, you can find me at Sierra Brenee on my Instagram and Twitter, underscore on the Twitter.
And you can find me on Instagram. Please find me on Instagram, and you can talk to me there, even though I'm not going to be here. Still answer. You can find me on Instagram at It's Felicia Michelle. I want to thank you guys so much. You guys are amazing.
She
love
will
the
live
voice.
Through us.
I will live forever. All right, have a good have a good rest of your week.
Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world. And we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.